It's the Agribusiness Report. I'm Tony St. James, and we're joined today by Tanner Beamer. He's with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and he is the guy who's watching the market fun. Is that a good way to just describe what you're doing?
Yeah, that's a pretty fair assessment, I would say. It's a pretty involved job, but that sums it up pretty nicely, I'd say.
And when we talk about the market fun, I say that because it's so hard to pinpoint what the issue is that we're really talking about here. At least that's kind of the outsider looking in the window. However, there was a roundtable recently in Kansas City trying to kind of draw it all into one nice, neat little package, right?
Well, there was a workshop that was in Kansas City with a bunch of ag economists that were tasked by the Office of the Chief Economist at USDA with looking at cattle markets issues specifically and basically just providing some insight into what we saw in the markets over the last two very volatile years. I think it's pretty important to point out that there was consensus among everyone in the room that there is no such thing as a one-size-fits-all approach. There is no such thing as a silver bullet solution to these myriad issues that we are facing in the industry today. And so what the main goal was to just kind of have a conversation between industry, between the academics that are very well versed in livestock economics and know very well the underlying dynamics of supply and demand. And what we saw as a result of that was a lot of research that we've had for a long time that was presented through the lens of what we've witnessed in the cattle markets. We know that we need to see more price discovery in the marketplace. We know that the main contributor to price discovery is negotiated transactions of fed cattle. We also know that there is a processing capacity shortage when it comes to beef production. There's a pinch point in our supply chain, and that's at the packing sector. And in order for us to gain more leverage back from the packer in these fed cattle negotiations, there need to be more hooks available to process the current supplies that we have of fed cattle. Now, there's still some COVID influences that are leading to some backlogs there, but we are, for the most part, through the woods in terms of where we're at in currency at the feedlot sector. But that is even more indicative of the need to increase that hook space. What we're seeing right now, though, is an accentuated version of that problem because not all of the plants are operating at 100% capacity. A lot of that has to do with access to and retention of a labor force. And so there are a lot of challenges facing the industry. And there's been a lot of movement on top of that. You know, a market only works when everybody is playing by the same rules. And there's a Justice Department investigation ongoing into the meatpacking sector, trying to determine, you know, just what happened in the aftermath of the Tyson fire and the COVID-19 pandemic. What was everybody playing by the same rules? Was there any sort of anti-competitive behavior or exertion of market power? And we haven't seen the results of that Justice Department investigation yet. So there's been a lot of activity on Capitol Hill surrounding that investigation and calls from members of Congress for the Attorney General and his team to conclude that investigation in a timely manner and then publicly report those findings.
So we have members of Congress who have obviously weighed in on this as well, in part because they have constituents weighing in on this. Does that really set the stage for what we're about to see come from the Senate with a hearing right around the corner?
I think so, yeah. So on June the 23rd, there's going to be a hearing in the Senate Agriculture Committee, and it's examining prices, transparency, and markets from cattle producers to consumers. That is about all we know officially on this hearing as of yet. They have been working pretty hard to bring this about. Obviously, with the calendar in the Senate and the upcoming August recess, there's not a whole lot of legislative days left to have hearings like this. But what we do expect to happen is an exploration of some of the things that came out of that meeting in Kansas City, you know, a discussion of processing capacity and price discovery, and to the extent to which those two things speak to an overall environment of profitability for cattle producers. I think you can also expect to see somewhat of a conversation between the witnesses and the senators on the committee regarding the host of cattle market related bills that have been introduced in the Senate. You've got two members of the Ag Committee in the Senate that have introduced legislation, Senator Fisher's Cattle Market Transparency Act, and then Senator Grassley, who has introduced what is commonly referred to as 5014. To our knowledge, this hearing was not called as a legislative hearing to examine those two pieces of legislation. I think it's more so that the committee can hear directly from some of these ag economists and some of these cattle producers and get their perspective on the market writ large. But I would imagine that those two pieces of legislation will be featured front and center in a lot of the questions that are asked and in a lot of the statements that are made by members of the committee.
We talk about that Senate Ag Committee, and you do have some newer members on that. You do have some that don't really have ag backgrounds, but you just start looking across the table of who's in there. They come in with a good idea of how, maybe not completely how the markets work, but they've got a good general idea, don't they?
I think there's a willingness to learn, right? And I think that is pretty consistent amongst the majority of that committee, regardless of party affiliation, right? It was said multiple times by a lot of people smarter than me in that Kansas City meeting that the cattle market in complex in the United States is by far and away the most complex of any commodity marketing structure in the world. And I would agree with that. There's countless different things that producers can do to add value, to mitigate risk, to have some sort of a transaction between buyer and seller. And all of those things factor together when we're looking at the market from a macro perspective, right? And so, again, I'm hoping that what's going to happen in this hearing is that these senators are going to approach this with a very open mind because you're right. It is a very diverse group of senators. You have Cory Booker, for example, who is a senator from New Jersey. He is representing a very, very urban part of the country and probably does not have a lot of firsthand experience in these issues. But then you also have members of Congress, some of whom are NCBA members, others who have some sort of a tie-in to animal agriculture, and it's a bigger driver of the economy in the states that they come from, right? But the opinions between them aren't always the same, right? Senator Roger Marshall from Kansas is going to have a vastly different opinion or take on what's going on in the markets right now than is, say, Senator Grassley from Iowa. Same thing can be said for Senator Fisher. When comparing Grassley to Fisher, you only have to look at the bills that they have authored on this subject to really start to get a sense of, you know, where their heads are at when we talk about potential solutions to these complex marketing issues. So what I'm hoping is going to happen is that despite the diverse backgrounds, there's going to be a willingness to listen. There's going to be we don't have confirmation yet on who the witnesses are going to be. We have a good idea, and it is a very knowledgeable group for the most part that are going to be testifying in that hearing. And I think that the senators that are going to be making these decisions at some point throughout the course of the next year and a half in this 117th Congress, it'll serve them well to hear from that expertise firsthand.
You know, there's some, and rightfully so, they want a solution yesterday. They've been hurting through this process for too long now. But there's also a group within the industry who really want the industry to figure this thing out. Is that still a possibility? Is that still on the table?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the policy that was adopted by NCBA last summer says that we support first a voluntary industry-led solution to the question of price discovery. And pending that success or failure, you know, if that results in, you know, us deciding that that's not something that the industry is set up to do, then we will pursue some sort of a legislative or regulatory solution. We did fail that first quarter analysis under the program that was developed following the passage of that policy. But that was not because cattle producers, cattle feeders weren't offering up more cattle. It is a very impressive change that has been made within the areas of the country where we primarily market fed cattle, right? Texas, Oklahoma, New Mexico as a region, and then Kansas as a separate region, typically weren't trading high volumes of negotiated cattle. And because of that, that's one of the reasons why there's been somewhat of a decline in price discovery, right? Because that's derived from the negotiated trades that get reported under livestock mandatory reporting. We've seen a fundamental paradigm shift in the way that they're doing business in Texas and Kansas specifically, because those numbers are significantly higher. And if you talk to ag economists, if you talk to market forecasters or analysts, they will tell you that that is largely due to our efforts as NCBA, working collaboratively with our state affiliates and others involved in the industry to bring those negotiated trade numbers up without the government telling us that that's something that we need to do.
So I guess we can end this by saying, stay tuned. There'll be more.
There will be more. And, you know, like I say, I don't mean to sound like a broken record, but there really is no one single solution that will solve all of these issues between processing capacity and the leverage implications, price discovery, and then market oversight, particularly as it pertains to the Justice Department. There are a lot of moving pieces. And so I would just encourage producers to talk to one another. Reach out to your state affiliates, reach out to NCBA, reach out to your members of Congress, and have those conversations, right? Because your perspective is what's going to ultimately inform how we proceed, both as an industry and then in a lawmaking and policymaking fashion as well.
Tanner, great to see you. Wish you the best.
Thanks, Tony. Always good to talk to you.
Tanner Beemers with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in Washington, D.C., on today's Agribusiness Report.